Introducing patience. Patience is one of seven key attributes or attitudes that we talk about in mindfulness training. It's easy to confuse it with another attitude, that of acceptance. Even more so because acceptance often shows up in our description of patience. So let's quickly recap acceptance. This is about not trying to change anything or keeping wishing for the end of something over which we have no control. A good example is the fact that we get tired as the day goes on. That's never going to change. So there's no point making our tiredness worse by wishing that we didn't get tired. A good example in practice is the fact that our minds wander. So when we practice, we have to accept that this is going to happen, not get annoyed or wish it wasn't the case. Just be glad that we've noticed, eventually, and keep bringing our attention back to whatever it is that we intend to focus on. One of the best ways to approach this is to ask, can I do anything about this thing? Whatever it is. If the answer is yes, then we can do something, so why worry? If the answer is no, and there's nothing I can do, then again, why worry? So acceptance is letting things be that are going to be anyway, whether we like it or not. So if that's acceptance, what is patience? Patience arises when we know that something is going to pass eventually, but that we're going to have to wait, we're maybe going to have to spend time feeling uncomfortable or dissatisfied, or we're going to have to keep up some kind of effort or self-restraint until it's done. Patience can be very useful. It helps to reduce conflict, it makes waiting easier, and it reduces the way that life can fatigue or drain us. Patience definitely isn't about suppressing something, pushing it down and gritting our teeth until things get better. That's just pretending to ourselves and to others that we're patient. And it's just a recipe for an explosion when we run out of patience. And that's another thing. Patience shouldn't be something that gets consumed until it's used up. The more we practice patience, the more effortless it can become. And ultimately, we can have an infinite amount. This is where acceptance comes back in. Generally, we don't accept things that we're trying to change or waiting for a change in. That's why we get involved. But what we can accept is how the situation is making us feel right now. When our patience is being tried, we feel it in our body. Tension builds up. We do grit our teeth. We might feel trapped or flustered. That's because the body is trying to ready itself to fight or push or to run away from this challenge. So if we can accept how the situation is making us feel, if we can recognize that this is how the situation is making me feel, or this is my body reacting, or this is just me feeling impatient. And if we know that sooner or later we're going to stop feeling like that, we can be patient without effort. And here's a secret. Because of the way the body works, the more we accept that this is how things are making us feel right now, rather than fighting it, the more the body relaxes. And so maybe we don't have to feel this way right through to the end of whatever it is we're being patient about. And when we notice that, we feel even less impatient. And so it goes on. So, to go with this explanation, I've recorded a guided practice called A Practice to Support Patience. And this will allow you to practice being patient with whatever happens during the practice, and deepen some skills and habits that you can then try out on other situations. So try it out, mix it in with some of your other practices, and see if it starts to bring you some new insights into patience, what makes you impatient, how you can notice this starting to happen, and how you can manage the impact of impatience by accepting the way it makes you feel from moment to moment.